thank you so much for being here today. I'm so excited that I get to be with you both live at 1-2 Radio and also live streaming on YouTube. So, hi, you guys. Thank you for being here. I am just going to do a quick check to make sure everybody can hear me, and you can. Wonderful. Okay, well, today is Monday, May 26th, 2025, and I just came off of producing both Kat and Lori's shows, so I am getting my bearings and settling into having a great hour with you all. If you are listening at 1-2, if you're listening over on 1-2 Radio and you'd like to join us in the live stream, you can find the link. I posted it in the chat room. Or you can go to, you can go to youtube.com/@lifejourneyswithserena, and then you'll be able to find my live stream that way. And make sure that you are, I'm just going to make sure that everything is coming through fine. Looks like we're good. Make sure you leave a comment, and I will be taking readings today. So if you would like an update, or if you would like just me to check in on your energy or a card pulled or have a specific question, go ahead and leave that in the chat, and I will make sure that I get to you today. And I'll make sure to be checking both chat rooms. So that's the other side of this. If you are watching this on YouTube, you can also find us at you can also find us over at 1-2 Radio, and that is a wonderful place where we broadcast all of our great radio shows with our incredibly talented there. And I am just, it looks like I'm lagging a little bit on YouTube, so I'm going to adjust a few things real quick and make sure we're all set, and hopefully that all lines up eventually. Thanks, you guys, for bearing with me. It has been an interesting technology day, and I know we have our big new moon happening tonight. And guys, the energy this weekend was so emotional. It was intense. And I have a big story to tell you guys there. And hopefully it looks like my video is lagging. I'm hoping it'll catch up. I can see you guys in the chat room. So let me just say hi to you guys real quick first. Lori says infinite light. I believe we'll find it. I think Lori, let me know if that is you. If not, hi, infinite light. Thanks for being here. This is excited for today's show. This is Sahar. Sahar. Hi, you guys. I am going to ground myself real quick because I am a little ball of nerves right now, and I am just going to connect with you all. Hi. Okay. Good. Sahar, thank you so much for being here with me, girl. You guys, Sahar has her incredible live stream happening at 7 p.m. Eastern time, which is 4 p.m. Pacific time, over on her Instagram. So we're bringing her over to YouTube as well. If you have a little bit of patience with us, we're figuring out all the little details there. But you will be able to find her on YouTube eventually. But for now, you can find her at Infinite Light on Instagram. Sahara, go ahead and leave that link in the chat room so everybody can find you at 4 p.m. She is an incredibly talented intuitive and advisor. And you can also find her at 1-2 Listen. Renee says, hi, Serena. Happy new moon in Gemini. Yep, I'm feeling it. I feel like that twin energy. I'm just going back and forth. It's going to be a fun show, everybody. And Gypsy Skies Caravan, which I believe is Tara, says, cutting out a little on 1-2. Let me see if I can reset that as well. Because that keeps happening, you guys. And it is a really fun technology day. I feel like with any major shift that happens astrologically, we feel it in our technology, and that makes my job really interesting. It's never dull or boring. And thanks, you guys, for letting me know that that it's lagging a little bit, and always keep me posted And thanks so much. I'm glad my sound's coming through, though. That's the important part. All right, Suzanne says, hi, Serena. Having a lovely 70s flashback seeing you today. I love my scarves. My hair is wild, so it helps keep me a little consistent, a little bit in check. It's something that I love that I get to share with you guys. This is a big part of my physical persona that people don't get to see on radio. So, and watch me pole dances, Lori. Yes, of course, watch me pole dances, Lori. Thank you so much for being here, hun. And Tara's asking, is Kat right? Are you pregnant again? I'm not pregnant again, you guys. Kat keeps cracking me up because, she keeps checking in on that. I do think we'll have more kids, and I absolutely feel that energy is, you know, those kids are waiting for us out there, and it's just not the right time right now. But I wouldn't be surprised if they're trying to show up. So Kat and I joke about it all the time, and she does keep picking up on my future kiddos. I know. I love that you guys get to be in that little that little bubble with us too. Mark's here. So glad I could make it. Thank you for being here, Mark. I know. I'm going to figure out this lagging thing, man. I am really, I'm working on it. We'll figure it out. But we're going to get to the bulk of the show here for you guys, because what I'm focusing on is if you can hear me, then that's one part of this, right? If the video is lagging, I'm so sorry. And we're just going to run with it because I want to connect with you all in whatever way that I can. So I just want to, before I jump into readings, because I will be doing a general reading for everybody, and I also will be taking questions. So if you would like to connect with me any way that you want to, whether that's in the YouTube chat or in the Facebook chat, I will answer your questions and I will make sure that you get a reading today. But before we jump into all of our readings, you guys, it was a big weekend. With Saturn going into Aries on Saturday, I had one of those moments, and I wonder if you guys have ever felt this, but when I was experiencing, I'm sure all of you have had this moment, but you're experiencing all the effects of what's happening astrologically, but you're not aware of it in the moment, and it takes a second for you to realize, oh, I'm overreacting because Saturn just shifted into Aries, and that's going to make me a little angrier right now, or that's going to make me feel a little bit more emotional. You guys, it was I'm a little embarrassed to admit it, but it took me a while to realize that that's what was happening. And I was yearning for physical community. I have a wonderful support system, but not many of them are here with us personally, or they're not here with us physically. And it's something that I've been yearning for. And I was just wrestling with that for so much of the day. And then, and this is when, you guys, when we say that gifts come in really complicated packages sometimes, or they come in really challenging forms, this gift came in a really challenging form. We woke up yesterday and my little kitten was really lethargic. He normally runs up and says hi to me right away. He normally then has his crazy zoomies where he runs around the house and he tries to go out with the dog, and we're keeping him inside. It was a whole thing. He's normally, you know, running up and down his cat tower and jumping all over everything. And he didn't get up off the couch to come say hi yesterday morning. And I immediately focused in on him, and something just didn't feel right. And then I found that he'd thrown up. And so we ended up taking him into the vet. My husband was already at work, so I asked my neighbor if she could come with us. And we've hung out a couple of times. She's been in the neighborhood for a really long time, and we're fairly new here. And she's just an absolute sweetheart, and she loves our kiddo. And she was so happy to jump in and help. And I just wanted somebody there with me. And she was so ready to come in. And, you know, I'd called ahead and they said that they could see us quickly. And they said we shouldn't have to wait for too long. So I was hoping it wouldn't be very long. She jumped in the car with us and we took off, and we were at the vet. And You guys, we waited there for 6 hours. And my neighbor, this absolutely incredible woman, was so positive and just joyful to be there with us. Like, she was just grateful to have this interaction with us. And she was making friends with everybody in the waiting room, and she was just having a great time. And 6 hours is a long time to do a favor for somebody. Like, I kept telling her, you can go. We got this. Like, thank you so much for helping, but, like, I know this is a lot. And she just such a wonderful energy to, and she changed the entire experience for me, because I feel like I would have been worrying, and she made it such a positive experience where I actually was enjoying myself. I was enjoying sitting in the emergency vet on a Sunday, which I never thought. That's not something that you ever think would happen, but I was having a great time. And I was texting my husband, and I was going, he was so worried about us, right? He's like, is everything okay? Is everybody good? And I said, yep, we're still waiting to hear back, and we're having a blast. We're having a really great time. And it transformed such a stressful moment into something really joyful. And our cat's fine. He just needs some antibiotics, and he's curled up right next to me over here, and he's going to be just fine. But yeah, that was, what a day. What a long day. We came home tired, but something that could have been so stressful and so anxious ridden and just so tiring in such a different way ended up being such a positive experience. And it really just, and you guys, it answered my worry about community. I had spent so much on Saturday just wanting to have our loved ones nearby. And it was so beautiful to actually take a moment to step back enough and recognize the gift that this really, my poor kitten, so glad he's okay. I'm sorry that he had to go through this in order for me to receive this gift, but it was such a wonderful way to take a really potential, and I don't think I would have had the motivation or the will within me and in that moment to be so positive for 6 whole hours. It's a hard thing to do when you're waiting in worry. And I just, not everything is as black and white and simple as that, but every once in a while, those wonderful gifts that we receive or opportunities to learn or opportunities to grow come in challenging ways that you're able to spot really quickly. And sometimes those challenges that are like Trojan horses for our gifts are take a lot longer to realize what it is. It can take years of being in a challenge before you recognize what the lesson is that you're supposed to learn or what the opportunity that you're supposed to take advantage of is. And it can take so much longer to have that perspective. And this was just an example of just a little 6 hour one. And what a wonderful journey that was. And we're going to, once I'm done with radio and everything today, we're going to relax and have a nice, calm, and peaceful day where our kitten can just rest up and heal, and we can just hang out and be in our garden and have a good time. But because even though it was such a positive experience, it's still tiring. So we're going to relax a little today. But what a joy. And my wonderful neighbor, if you're listening, thank you. I'm baking you a cake today and a loaf of bread and something every week for the rest of eternity. So, because one of my love languages is gift giving, and I'm sure she understands how much she's appreciated, and she and her husband have been incredible support for us as a new family. So that's just so, I'm so glad that I get to share that with you guys today. Okay. Story time is over. Let's jump into a general reading for you guys today, all right? I'd want to see what messages are out there for all of you. And I'm going to take a moment and clear all of that energy from my experience yesterday, because it is so easy for such a strong feeling to seep into our intuition and seep into our connection with spirit as we shift. So Take a moment to separate everything out. And now I'm connecting in with the energy of all of you. And whether you are listening to this live or you're listening to this later on this week, or you find this video at another time, this message is for you. And I hope it finds you well. And I'm immediately pulled towards, there's a significant transition coming up, and it seems like you are somewhat aware. You're somewhat aware of this change, but where it feels like there's been anticipation for it. You've been waiting for this change and this transition to come, but the way it's going to show up will be a surprise. So this could be, you've been looking for a house or an apartment to move into, but you haven't, and you've been looking and searching and searching. It does feel like it could be as significant as a physical move like this. And all of a sudden you're going to find something that's available on the 1st of June and you need to go. Like, that is the significance of it's that fast. It's going to be that shocking and that abrupt. It could be a job change. It feels a little different for all of you, but there's a big shift that's coming up within this next week. And it feels like it is within the next 7 days or so. June 1st is popping up as a significant time. It could involve travel for some of you. But the main thing that's coming through here as the advice that you should carry forward within this transition is ask for help. You have people in your life who want to support you. Ask for help. If I didn't ask my neighbor for help, I would have had a completely different experience. And the fact that I was able to be vulnerable enough in that moment and say, I need support. She showed up and was happier than I ever could have imagined to be there. And I feel like you will have a similar experience. And this sense of community has been something that has been really on my mind this whole year. As a preparation going into 2025, community was just the main focus that I was getting for so many of you. It really felt like it was a very large scale energy shift and need that a lot of you were feeling. And the reality there within your community is that it exists. You just need to initiate. You just need to ask. That community is there waiting for you. You just haven't taken advantage of it. And even if you've been trying and maybe that hasn't been resulting in the kind of connection you're hoping for, there is so much potential within other people that maybe you're passing over. Maybe you're thinking, oh, they're too busy. Or maybe, oh, I don't know if we have that much in common. Try. The risk is so little here. Just try. Reach out. There is community for you. Absolutely. Okay, you guys, let me try this reset. I am trying a few different things here. One thing that I am realizing is I may have just had too much going on with my computer, and so we're gonna see if this helps. Okay, so I have the YouTube chat on my phone here now, and I am making sure that all of you, that there isn't anybody waiting for me in the Facebook chat. Let me see if I can get all the comments here. And technology is my friend. You just have to say it, guys. This is okay. While I'm trying to figure this out, let's talk about this new moon at 8:02 Pacific time. You need to go listen to Mark's. If you missed Mark's show this morning, you need to go and listen to his show, because there is so much we can take advantage of right now. You can find it in the archives over at 1-2 Radio and under the on demand section. You can also find it on his YouTube channel, which is MH Astrology. And you can find it on live streams. So he goes into such an incredible, so much detail, and I am not a professional astrologist here, so I am not going to talk your ear off about that, but there is so much potential sitting within this new moon energy that is coming to us at 8:02 PM Pacific time. The potential here is within manifestation. There is so much opportunity for us to manifest anything that we want. Your heart's desire. You can manifest anything that you want. But this is very powerful energy. So make sure you are Don't play around with this. I'm serious. Like, we all have so much more power than we're aware of. If you are in the middle, if your heart is hurting and you are in the middle of a breakup or there's an issue within a strong connection that you have or anything like this, and you take advantage of this manifestation opportunity with this new moon to wish ill, you will be horrified. It is so easy for us to fall into our ego there and to fall into negativity. And I want to invite you all to focus on positivity, focus on inviting what we want into our world rather than falling into fear, rather than falling into worry, because that will just bring more worry and more of what we don't want into our life. Whatever we focus on is an invitation of what we're inviting into our world. And that is true for the people in our life. If we're saying, gosh, everything just goes so great for this one person, I wish they would struggle just once. Careful with that thought, because you are powerful. You are. And it's a significant, you're powerful 24/7, 365 days of the year with the way that you interact with energy. Tonight it's amplified, right? With this opportunity that we have. So I just want to focus on within your own recognition of your power, you will invite even more energy into your life and more potential. And so there's so much here that's just cyclical, right? We give and we take, and we interact with it, with the energy in this way. And it's really significant that you recognize your ability to invite success and invite wealth and invite healing into your life and happiness and joy and connection and love. You can bring all of these things and invite them into your life. You are capable of doing that. And the important thing here is, with that recognition, you also need to take a moment to focus on, by knowing your power and how much you could invite in positivity, you can invite negativity as well into your life and other people's. And I want to take a second to focus on this, because it's so easy to get lost in worry. I did on Saturday, right? I got totally overcome by that Saturn and Aries energy, and I was lost in worry, right? And it took me so much longer than normal to pull out of it. So I want to make sure, don't beat up yourself for getting lost in that worry. It happens. It's a part of being human. We worry, we spiral sometimes, we get anxious. It's okay. The important thing is to notice the moment where you become self-aware within that worry. Say, gosh, I'm in a vibe today. I can't pull out of this. The moment you, or everything feels so negative. The moment you have that zoom out experience, right? Where you're able to kind of see what you're doing, and you're able to see what your day has been, take advantage of that, because that is your invitation in that moment to change it. If you just say, yeah, I guess it's just a crappy day, then what are you doing? You're just going to continue down this spiral, and you're just going to allow it to continue. Recognize that you are powerful in this moment. You are capable of taking advantage of this opportunity, this invitation to shift, and then shift. And if it is so hard to be positive, and if you're not able to snap out of this worry and you're trying, sometimes it's that hard. Sometimes it's that all-consuming. And you can't snap out of it, then shift into gratitude. Shift into your mantras, right? Use those tools that are sitting in the back of your pocket. If you are shifting into gratitude, that is shifting your vibration and your energy enough that you will be snapping out of worry. Even if it's something as simple as, I am grateful I have a roof over my head. Sometimes it needs to be that simple, because we can't go into anything else. If you're having tension in your marriage, if you're having tension in your family, and you can't be grateful for your family in that moment, that's okay. That's honesty. That's being very real in that moment. That's all right. If all you can be grateful for in this moment is the roof over your head, the food that's in your fridge, your cat's health, like, if that's all that you can be grateful for in that moment, run with that. Allow that to push you towards positivity, because we have so much to be grateful for. We have so much to be grateful for. We can be grateful for our safety. We can be grateful for the little things that, and there's the base gratitude, and then you can shift into that next level of, wow, I'm really grateful that I slept so well last night, right? Or I'm really grateful that I had time this morning to have a really good breakfast. Or I'm grateful my coffee tasted so good this morning. Or, and just think about every single little moment, because there's opportunities for gratitude in all of our lives. All of our lives, all of our lives, all day, every day, there's moments for gratitude. I'm grateful right now that I was able to get out of my own stress at the beginning of this show and the nerves that I had there and get into this flow where I can really connect with you all without worrying about the technology, because I'll figure that out, without worrying about who's in the chat room, because I'll connect with you guys in a minute, and I'm able to just connect with you here. But if I was sitting in worry about all of those things right now, if I was worried about my cat, if I was worried if my neighbor hates me now, like, you know, all of these things, I would not be able to connect with you this way. I'd be sitting here in a bundle of nerves. It would not be a good show for you guys to listen to. And it's a really important tool, because it also takes practice. It takes practice to be able to reset your energy that way. But if we don't reset our energy, we just spiral and spiral and spiral, and then you lose days, and then sometimes you can lose weeks, and then, you guys, we lose years. We do. We get so honed up in this negativity and this heaviness that you can lose years without pulling out of it if you don't recognize what you're in. And let's take a moment to think about what we want to use this power that we have to invite our future, or whatever you want your future to be, this next path. If you are that transition we were just talking about, right? If you are really ready for that transition and you don't know how it's going to come, and then you know now it's going to come quickly and be a big surprise, you can manifest that you will be fully prepared to handle that transition gracefully. I got little tingles with that one, you guys. Okay, that is your mantra. I am fully prepared to handle this upcoming transition with grace. I have every capability and tool that I need in order to handle this stressful situation gracefully, peacefully, with intention, whatever you want that to be, however you want, whatever energy you want to carry into this stressful moment, right? Because stress exists in all of our lives, all the time, around every corner, and every day. And the way we handle it and the way we react to it, that's where our power sits, right? We can so easily take that on and be stressed. Or you can say, that is stressful, here's how I'm going to handle it. And that is being present. That is handling it intentionally. That is being in the moment. And it's a significant tool that we have. Okay, let me see how you all are doing in the chat room now before I continue on my soapbox and see what you guys are saying. So hold on. Connect with you all. All right. Ansa Hart says, you look gorgeous. Thank you. And sound is great. Okay, I hope this is better now that we're figuring all of this out. It looks like my connection is... I just have to stay here on that screen and we'll be fine. Tara, thank you. She said it to me for years. Or are you talking about Kat with your kiddos? Yeah. Kat, I swear, time like doesn't exist for her sometimes. It's so incredible that she is able to see so far into what our futures hold. And I feel like I have moments where I connect with energy that way, but so much more of my... so much more of my energy is just so focused in the present. And I think that's just because that's the stage of life that I'm in right now, is I am so here in the present. I talk so much about being here in the present moment. And Kat is so gifted that she like sees past, present, future in such a really beautiful, incredible way. So yeah, I'm not surprised at all that she's zooming forward for me and she's picking up on my kiddo. I love that you had that same experience, Tara, with her. She is so talented, you guys. If you haven't listened to Kat, you need to. And go, she just started her own YouTube channel. We're bringing her to you guys on YouTube. So go subscribe to her YouTube channel. It is Kat Nicholson 12, I believe. Kat Nicholson 12. And she will be posting a video later today, which we're really excited about. So go ahead and subscribe because she's going to have a lot of really great content coming to you guys. And also, let's just chat about all this stuff real quick while we're here. Go and subscribe to 12 Family Advisors. That is where all of the content that we have over at 12 Radio and all of the voices and talent we have at 12 Listen is coming to YouTube, where you can find all of our content together. So we're going to have our live streams posted there. We're going to have a lot of shorts and little snippets and of information posted there, as long as long form videos. There's gonna be a lot of things there, but that's where you can find a little taste of all of us. And we're slowly building it, so have some patience as we're slowly bringing more and more voices in. But from there, you'll be able to find all of the different YouTube channels of our incredible hosts. And we have really wonderful people that are coming over to YouTube. And I'm not going to put any pressure on anyone by announcing them anytime soon, other than Kat, because apparently she's just getting that pressure from both me and Mark right now. But I am really excited. In the next month or so, we're bringing a lot of people over, and it's going to be really fun. And thank you guys for bearing with me through all technical difficulties, because I'm the guinea pig here. So I'm trying to have as many issues as possible right now so I know how to fix them when they come up for the rest of our hosts when I'm helping them through this process. So I did ask for this, and here we are. Of course, Spirit is delivering. That's how it goes. And so then I just want to talk a little bit about what I have going on, because I have a few little series that I'm starting on my channel. So if you subscribe to Life Journeys with Serena here, I'm doing a daily reading where I am posting, I'm doing a short guided meditation, just a few minutes long every morning, where we are releasing the energy from the day before, releasing any tension from our dreams or anything that we do not need to carry with us. We're releasing it and moving into the day freshly. We're grounding ourselves in that moment, and we are just connecting with energy and saying, really, I ask, what protection do we all need to move forward today? Sometimes we focus on a different chakra. Sometimes we really just focus on grounding, and it's just being able to start the day off intentionally. And once we do just a few short minutes of that guided meditation, I use my favorite oracle deck, Colette Baron Reed's Wisdom of Avalon, which I have been working with for 20 years now, you guys. This is a newer one. I'll bring on my old deck that I've had for 20 years. Now that we're on YouTube, and I can show you, it is a little beat up. This is a new one. But I will always keep that one, and I use it for very special occasions, but because I can't use it too much. But I give a quick reading so that you can really receive any message that you need to hear before moving forward in your day. And I will be posting that every morning. The time has been changing. I'm figuring out the best way that I want to be able to do this consistently. But eventually it will be released every morning at the exact same time. And I'll make sure to let you guys know when that is. But if you turn on the notifications when you subscribe, you'll be notified when that video is posted. So that's one thing that I'm doing. And then I'm also walking you through my new Oracle deck. This is my Woodland Wardens Oracle deck by Jessica Rue. I love this deck. And I am starting a series where it's a brand new deck to me. I've never worked with this deck before until now when I'm starting to explore it. And I am walking you through card by card how I am getting to know this deck. So I post a new video every couple of days. And it's just a short video where I pull a card and I connect with I read it intuitively, and then I see what Jessica Rue has to say in the guidebook. And then I combine that information. And then I talk about the way that I bring that knowledge and that wisdom that I've just gained from this card and I lock it into my memory on how, when I pull this card in the future, I'm going to have that snapshot. I know exactly what this energy and this message means. And that's the way that I get to know a deck. And it, these are just absolutely beautiful. It's called Woodland Wardens. And let me just show you a few of these. Woodland Wardens. And it is just an absolutely, it's such a special deck. I really enjoy it. But this way, you guys can see. I think it'll focus. We'll see. But yeah, so that is coming up every couple days. I'm also posting meditations. Just 10-minute meditations or so where you can ground, and there'll be more of those coming out soon. And then I have my weekly live stream where I am connecting with you all every Monday at 11 a.m. And that's what's going on my YouTube channel. I'm trying a bunch of different things and having a lot of fun. I also do industry readings. So I'm posting shorts of industry readings where if you work in a specific industry, that message is for you. So whether you're a musician, or if you are traveling right now, or if you work in the tech industry, or if you are a writer, like all of these different categories of life that we can find ourselves in, I'm connecting with you that way. So if you would like a specific reading for your industry, go ahead and leave that in the chat, and I'll make sure to post that sometime this week, and I'll tag you in it so that you definitely see it. Let me check back in the chat room for you guys real quick. Tara and Renee are glad that the kitty is on the mend. Yes, me too. What a big day that was yesterday, you guys. That was just a... I'm so glad he's doing better, and he's curled up and just staring at me right now. He's doing pretty good, so... And Christine is here. Thank you for being here. Christine is also an advisor over at 1-2-Listen. She also has a YouTube channel, which I believe is Christine Demorier. You can find her in the chat here. Go ahead and subscribe to her as well. All right. Well, you guys, let me really just make sure I'm being thorough with checking the chats here, because there's a lot. Let me know if the video is still lagging. I think I fixed it. But you guys, I'm going to be testing a bunch of different things this week and hoping that this is not going to be an issue again in the future. And I will make sure that it's all, that we're all set there. And I think there may be something about the size of my computer, but we're figuring it out. Okay. Well, the other thing I wanted to talk to you guys about today, oh, you know what? We never really finished our conversation about the new moon. So the invitation here with you guys, the invitation here with this new moon coming up tonight, 8:02 p.m. Pacific time, which would be 11:02 p.m. East Coast. Make sure, don't just show up and say, oh, I'm manifesting that I'm going to be wealthy, right? Make it specific. Make your request to energy and to the universe and the wonderful vastness that is the energy that we get to connect to. Make it specific. I am going to increase my annual salary by $20,000 this year, right? Put a timeline on it. Or, right, if that's what you want it to be, or I'm going to add an additional stream of income in 2025 that will bring me in X amount of money, right? Or if we want to shift out of our financial connection and our ability to connect with our finances that way, I'm going to receive you could start to play with your own intuition. If you want to experiment with that there, you can say, I'm going to receive a message from spirit, from energy, from God, whatever you want to connect with in that sense, today by 4 p.m. Or if we're doing this tonight, then we say tomorrow before 4 p.m. Make it specific. Make it really, really specific. And if that doubt, this is the fun part of it. If you're saying, I will receive a message from energy tomorrow before 4 p.m. about my health, right? Make it even more specific, right? Or about my career, or about my family, a message that I've been missing, maybe, right? There's so many ways that you can make this more and more and more specific. You can give a little specific time frame. You can say between 2 and 4 p.m. Challenge it however you challenge it to the degree that you're comfortable with, I guess. But the moment that that doubt comes up, I'm going, gosh, I'm not going to see it. Or is that really going to happen? That doubt and that worry comes up. It always does. Even if you've been doing this for years, it always comes up. So if that starts to bubble up at some point, acknowledge it. Don't just shove it aside. Say, yes, I see you. But this will happen. It's powerful. It's fun to play with it this way, you guys. I acknowledge that you are a valid worry, but I am going to see this opportunity. I am going to take it. I'm going to seize this moment. Whatever feels right to you in that moment, to be able to say yes, and I acknowledge that you are a valid worry, and I am going to see this message. I'm going to receive this message. Both can exist. That worry and that doubt can be there. It takes time for that to go away. It takes experience. It takes reinforcement. It's okay for that to be there. But, and if you shove it down and you quiet, it'll come up even bigger, right? So don't shove it to the side. Don't push it further down. Allow it to be there. Acknowledge it. Don't ignore it. And then say, I'm going to believe that it will happen anyways. There's an aspect of blind faith. There's an aspect of falling into trust, right? There, with this trust, sometimes you know the whole saying of seeing is believing? It's true, because sometimes we need that reinforcement in order to truly trust our intuition. But you have to take that leap first. You have to say, gosh, even though I haven't seen it, I'm going to risk it and say, I believe it's going to happen. And even by taking that moment, even if you don't fully believe what you're saying, but you say it, that mantra and your words, it's powerful. Right back to how powerful your interaction with energy is. That opportunity that you can take to connect with your energy and your intuition, take it. Just take the opportunity. It's a wonderful opening. It's a wonderful opening. And it comes with so much wonderful gifts. It really does. So I invite you all to take some time today and think about what you want that manifestation to be. And then see if you can turn it into a little mantra, right? If your manifestation is, I'm going to move and find the perfect house for me, right? Then you come up with a beautiful manifestation that is specific about timing, location, price, right? Like I want you to be specific about exact everything that you're manifesting. Then turn it into the mantra that you get to say whenever you feel that doubt come up, right? And say it's that big thing of, I'm going to find the house within the next week that is this price in this area, and it's going to show up through a response to a Zillow request I've already sent out, right? I don't know, something like that. You're going to make it that specific. Then turn it into the mantra of, my perfect forever home is waiting for me. Or make it even bigger. My beautiful home full of safety is ready for me now. I like that more. Yeah. And play around with it until you find something that really, really resonates, right? So, because I want you to be saying this over and over and over again, because that repetition brings comfort. Because the first times we say it, of, my forever home is ready for me now. When you say that in those first moments, that's when that doubt comes up of, gosh, but is it really? I've been looking for so long. I don't know, right? If that doubt comes up, acknowledge it, quiet it. My forever home is waiting for me now. My forever home is ready for me now, right? And the more you say it, and say it as you're doing dishes, say it as you're playing with your kids, say it as you're stuck in traffic, say it as you're brushing your teeth, my forever home is ready for me now, over and over and over again, and it becomes natural. That comfort eventually comes with repetition. That doubt and that worry quiets. It doesn't come up as loudly, right? You may still have it. It may sit there for a while, but it's not as prominent. And you're able to sit in that beautiful energy of manifestation and incorporate it with that quick little beautiful mantra into your everyday. So that's the challenge for you guys. Find out what that specific manifestation is going to be for the new moon energy tonight. And then turn it into a little mantra that you get to say over and over and over again. And this doesn't have to come with a big ritual, right? At 8:02 tonight, or whatever, whenever that is, wherever you are, when the new moon is happening tonight, just take a moment to be peaceful and quiet and be intentional in the present moment. And say your manifestation. Allow it to sit, and then go about whatever you're doing. Go to bed. It doesn't have to be a big whole ritual where we dance around a fire, right? It doesn't have to be a whole dramatic thing that takes all this preparation and you're worried what other people are going to think. It can be so private and intimate and powerful and simple. Allow it to be simple. Don't overcomplicate it to make it harder to achieve, because we do that a lot too, right? All right. We are getting to the end of the hour. I have had a lovely time with you all. I hope you subscribe so that you can connect with me in the many different ways that I'm putting content out there for you guys. And I will be here with you live again next week with many less tech issues. Many less tech issues is what we're pushing for. And otherwise, I will see you all tomorrow morning for our morning coffee series. And I am also over at One to Listen, where we are having a sale today. So in a celebration of this new moon, and also happy Memorial Day, you guys. If you are out celebrating today, be safe, be present, be conscious, and take care of your people. And have fun. Also have fun. Life is so heavy and serious all the time. Go have some fun. So I hope you enjoy yourselves. But thanks for being here. I will see you all next week, and enjoy the rest of your Mondays, you guys.